And tonight, I'm going to be sharing on something I've called the five levels of competence. As many of you know, my son Josh Barnhart and myself took a trip to a place called Patriot Academy last weekend, attended a part of a 4-day class. He and I went for 2-day class, and you know, it was really, really very revealing. It did have a specific purpose with training and very geared towards instruction, the safe operation of firearms. But also, what I wanted to share, and I've shared this a couple of different times, many of you maybe have been in the military or other types of training situations. And what happens is you're generally exposed to a lot more information than you're actually able to retain. For those of you who have a background with Way Ministry, I do remember the first time I took Power for Abundant Living. I was 25 years old, and there was a lot of information being presented. At that point, the class sessions were 3 hours long. I believe we were meeting 3 days a week. And maybe even 2 sessions on Sunday or on the weekend. And so we were getting slam dunked into just a voluminous amount of information about the Bible and God and Jesus Christ and a lot of other things. And a lot of us just didn't know a whole lot. Well, this type of training as well included sessions that incorporate a lot of teaching. But I'm talking about not only doctrinal teaching, but also practical teaching. Doctrine is one thing when you're being showed the mechanics, let's say, of a particular skill. And it doesn't even matter what the skill is. You're being shown the mechanics of a particular skill to which every person on this phone call can relate one way or another. And then you are being asked to put that doctrine, the mechanics of what you're learning, into practice. And therefore, it can be uncomfortable because you want to perform like every person else. You want to do your best. And you have the knowledge now, but maybe you don't really have the skills to perform at a level that you would really be blessed to perform at. And so that's why I've chosen tonight to share what are called the five levels of competence. And it relates to every skill out there, if it's basket weaving or knitting or, and Vicki Reeves, you'll appreciate that, you know. If I was to come out there or you were to come here and try to teach me how to knit, you know what? I would be totally lost. Crocheting, knitting, I guess I put it in the same basket. But anyway, I know they're different. But anyway, sorry. But I would be poking myself with needles. I wouldn't even know where to begin. And at your level, you're like an expert, right? Yes. Well, at least your husband says you are, so I'm going to go with that. Yeah. We received some wonderful, beautiful things from you. I'm just using that as an example. I'm picking on you a little bit there. But you didn't start out at the level that you are today, okay? It has taken you an extended period of time with diligent effort to acquire the skills necessary. Wally said you could be in the kitchen doing something and pick up the crochet needles and just do it unconsciously. You don't even have to look at what you're doing. That is genuinely the mastery of a skill. Would you not agree?
I agree.
Yeah, I would agree.
So let's talk about this briefly. We're going to relate it to our understanding, application of the scriptures. Bear with me here. Maybe this won't be, you know, verse after verse after verse, but I think you're getting the point where we understand the mechanics and the doctrine of something. And then we begin to really apply what it is we're learning. So these five levels of competence They apply to any skill in the world you choose. But what these things will do will help you to understand how the learning process works, because there is a learning process. Where you are at in that process and how to reach the next level. And so level zero is something called intentionally incompetent. You are intentionally incompetent. And the only verse I could really think of right off the bat was in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, right? You guys familiar with that one? Let's look at it here real quick. 1 Corinthians 2, I believe it's in 14. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there it is. 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Now, would you say the natural man who does not know anything about God and his word, not that he's intentionally incompetent, he is actually at the first level called unconsciously incompetent. He does not know what he does not know. The zero level, to back up one, is somebody who is intentionally incompetent. They do not want to know. Have you ever met people like that in any field in life?
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to know.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'd even just say, I'd rather not know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If that's true, then they are, we're kind of giving it these terms, intentionally incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't want to know. But then when you make the choice, natural man, he doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God. A lot of us, maybe we're natural men before we got involved in whatever things we got involved in to help us become more educated. We had to make a choice somewhere along the line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether we came kicking and screaming or whether we came happily. At some point in time, we made a choice to learn. We just said, okay, I will submit myself to this type of teaching with the intent of really being able to learn. And so even at that level, you are still really unconsciously incompetent because you don't know what you don't know. And for me, experiencing in so many different ways, but especially in a foundational Bible class for the first time, you're being exposed to truths and information maybe for the first time you've never heard of. You've never even heard of these things. And some of them, if you do hear them, may run at cross purposes with what you do think is true from the Bible. It's really something. And it's really what we would call the default level for any type of skill. And so when you want to be able to move from this category to another, you have to be shown or told what it is you need to learn. It can happen through another person, through some kind of experience. And in this situation, we've got the greatest teacher of all, right? Because it's not all about us receiving from man and being told what to do. It's that man or woman is instructing us and leading us into this relationship with God Almighty so that we then can get instruction and greater learning from God Himself. And that is some of the greatest learning that takes place. So it's twofold. We're learning from teachers like Ken Petty and Dr. Werwell and all a lot of other people, yourselves, who get an opportunity to teach. And so, unfortunately, there's a lot of really people in that level where they're unconsciously incompetent. They just don't know what they don't know. And we say this many times about people, sincere people, wonderful people, love God, but they just don't really understand the basic concepts of Christianity. Not like many of us who have had this broad scope of understanding where we understand doctrine, but learning how to make that doctrine of what we know like a living reality, that's going to require us to really put in some and have some diligence in pursuing that. And so the next level is what we call a conscious incompetence. It's that you become, you've learned what it is you need to know, but you only have a very little ability to perform the skill. Let's go back to Vicki Reeves. She's got a very high skill. She's sitting down with me. She's teaching Vicki and I and Mike here. This is what you do, guys. This is a very basic step. So, you know, consciously, we realize, and we can see the finished result with what he can put out. But we only have a very, very, very limited ability to really perform the skill at any high level at all. And quite possibly, and most more than likely, that person doesn't even understand the process. You may not remember all the steps involved, and during the process, you make a lot of mistakes. Like I said, you might be poking yourself with a needle, you're dropping a needle on the floor. You just don't really know what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's so beautiful to have men and women, instructors, biblical folks who, you know, have had some skill, have had some training, have paid their dues, who, you know, have chosen to be in an environment of service so that they can really lead and help. And so let's look at Ephesians chapter, I think, 4. And this would be a great section to look at. You know, sometimes I think we get this idea that, you know, only people who, you know, or ordained or, you know, have a particular title are the only ones that are skilled and able to really help others. You know what? That's just not true. Mm-hmm. That's just absolutely not true. Mm-hmm. Every person, you can read this and document it all over the Bible, that every person has a ministry with God. We're looking to other people to emulate and copy and try to be like them, and you know what? That's a hard road to hoe. I tried that for many, many, many years, trying to be somebody I was not. And so, you know, when Ken or somebody says, you know, God just wants you to be yourself. Just go out there and be yourself. You know, you don't have to be Billy Graham. Now, if you're prone towards evangelism, then God bless you. You can learn a lot. Anyway, here we are. Ephesians 4:11. He himself gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why? For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know, the more you know spiritually, it's kind of like the lower you go on the totem pole, so to speak, because you are willingly offering yourself to be in a place of service. Because you are at the foundation now, instructing and helping others to grow up and to be mature and to develop spiritually and to, we used to say many times, under-shepherd other people so that they become more skilled and mature in their, not only their knowledge, but in their application of the word. And so this stage that we're talking about here, conscious incompetence, it can actually be kind of frustrating. And I actually experienced this over the weekend because I've got all this information coming at me. I've got a very limited skill set in performing what I know is the true way to do something, because I've got people out in front of me who are experts. I mean, my son, I mean, could almost perform at a level of an instructor.
Yeah.
That can be intimidating. That can get you to cause to doubt yourself or feel unworthy, like, you know, whatever. Because you want to do your best. but you just don't have the skills or haven't had the practice, the seasoning, the maturity to really perform at that level. It's going to be frustrating. And so it's important, guys, really all of us, to stay positive and to stay patient with yourself. You know, we could just teach that and go home. Stay positive and stay patient with yourself. You know, we all progress and learn in different ways and at different paces. So we cannot compare ourselves to how someone else is growing so fast and what they're doing and they're getting us down. And then you will look at yourself and you compare yourself to them and say, oh, I'm still struggling. And you know what? It's a situation where you really have to focus on the progress you're making and avoid comparing yourself to others. I mean, for those of you and everybody on this call, for the most part, has, you know, you are seasoned people in God's Word. You know exactly what I'm talking about and how it relates to your spiritual growth and maturity and your ability. So focus on the progress. If you let the frustration get the better of you and you just quit and give up, then you really become intentionally incompetent. You just push it so far and say, I can't do it, and you just throw in the towel, and you just say, I'm done. And you know what? The enemy would have that, would like to see that happen over and over and over again. And you know what? It does happen. People get so tired and so burdened down, feeling like they can't move forward, that they give up. But guess what?
What?
You have the ability. So what is that next step? Repetition. Practice and patience. That's where we really want to get to. Repetition. Mike said something to me, I think it was yesterday, about embracing the relationship with God and just practicing the habit of asking God. Okay, that seems like such a simple doctrine. How about the practice of that in daily life? See, that'd be a great one.
Yeah.
Walking through your life, you come up against situations which have to happen all the time. You just ask, Father, how should I move forward with this? I need the wisdom. I don't have the strength to do this in my own self. And you learn to cultivate that relationship with God, and also you are also acquiring an innate, really great, awesome ability to hear from God. Oh my gosh. That's the art of all arts, right? Mm-hmm. Hearing from God. Discerning the voice of God. See, so we're just not plowing ahead in our own strength, but we're really submitting ourselves to God. Now, the next level is something that's called consciously competent. And that is an individual who has learned a skill and you can perform it with a reasonable amount of consistency, but it still requires intentional, conscious thought. You know it and you can perform it, but you have to think about it. Because if Vicki Reeves was sitting here and have been sitting here for the last 2 weeks trying to teach Vicki and I and Mike how to, whatever it is that you do, I'm sorry, knit or crochet, okay, I know they're very, to me, they're all kind of in the same, but anyway, we actually might be able to acquire a skill level where we could begin to really perform at a reasonable level, but we certainly have to think about what we're doing, right? We wouldn't just be sitting here mindlessly talking about, you know, the Padres and, you know, using these needles and all these sort of things. It requires that kind of intentional, conscious thought. This is the place Mm-hmm. Where you spend the majority of the time when you're learning a skill, you are building habits and ingraining what we'll call in that situation, many situations, muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
You're developing habits.
Mm-hmm.
It takes most people around 300 to 500 repetitions of a motor skill to fully ingrain it. 300 to 500 times.
Yeah.
You know? How about when that comes to retemporizing the word?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, God's there working with you and helping you. But, I mean, there's so many wonderful verses about the repetition of and memorizing and meditating. That verse in Psalm 119:11, oh, my gosh, it is so beautiful. Thy word have I hidden mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Well, does that happen just automatically? The first time you read the Bible, you just all of a sudden, I have hidden it in your heart? You know what? No, that has taken some time, some dedication, some practice. Some people have to practice more because they feel like, for them, that's a weakness. You know, it's like, I don't know how you do that, Barney. I have such a hard time. But, you know, maybe it is something that comes a little bit more relatively easy. But I have also spent time in the repetition part of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect, practice perfectly so that we ensure that we are ingraining the proper technique. And that usually means that you're going to need to go slow at first. And so you practice as fast as you can perform properly. I'm right here with you, Vicki Reeves. I'm learning this thing from you, but man, I can only do it like an eighth of the speed at which you can perform. But you know what? If I keep at it, and I'm starting to see results, then eventually I am going to get there. It's really something. Yeah, really something. And so then, you know, after that conscious effort, where we're practicing, we're doing it properly. We have maybe somebody standing over our shoulder. Vicky's standing here looking at Mike and saying, Mike, that's not really the right way to do it. Or I'm asking her, is this the proper? You know what? We learn. And after a period of time, we're doing it on our own in the right way.
Hmm.
And that is where it really takes us to that next level, where you can perform automatically without conscious thought. And Vicki Reeves, you've achieved that. So I'm here to congratulate you. Rah, rah, rah. No, you've mastered that particular skill to a point that you have an unconscious competence. Because you have learned the skill well enough to perform it on demand without conscious thought. And another type of person I think about is a guitarist.
Oh, yeah.
A guitarist, they don't look at their fingers, where they place their fingers on the strings to perform a chord, do they?
No,
not generally. If they've really mastered the skill, they don't even have to look at the strings anymore. They just are playing along. See, here's a great one. Under stress, you will perform exactly what you have trained yourself to do. You'll do it automatically, and you'll do it at a moment's notice. You have incorporated so many great habits spiritually that when the pressure is on, you will know how to respond in that situation. Seems like Jesus knew how to do that in Matthew chapter 4, right?
Yep.
The devil came to him with all these temptations. He didn't sit there like scratching his head and like, oh, gosh, now what?
Yeah.
He spoke the word. How do you know that word? Diligent effort he put into it. You know, does that mean that's all on us? Now we have to be, you know, super scholars about everything? No, that's not really what I'm talking about here. But it's, you know, learning an adequate amount of, having an adequate amount of knowledge of the word, and then in the right situations, being able to practically apply it. And boy, what a great goal. intimacy, because when you reach that particular level of being an unconscious competent, this is available to you at a moment's notice. You just are moving forward in the moment. Like you're asking God, what should I do? I also think about this in the context of speaking in tongues. You know? I mean, we know doctrinally it's a good thing for us to speak in tongues. I guess the challenge is do we do it? Have we become proficient at it? Is it something that we unconsciously have developed a competence in that we're speaking in tongues? And, well, not that we don't know it, but we're speaking in tongues more than we ever have before. This is really some great information, and this applies to every area in every one of our lives, right? To just get to that point where we just become so competent spiritually that when we are in the environment, we are hearing from God and being able to move forward with instruction because we've got the ability. It is there. It is there. Maybe we don't know how to move forward in that ability. You know what? We're learning. We're learning. We're learning. We're putting into practice the diligence. See, we're not trying to fake it. We really want to know this stuff. We really want to hear from God. We really want to know it's God speaking to us. See, this is what I'm talking about here tonight. So thank you for listening, and I trust that maybe in the process you've learned some things. And if you'd like to maybe have a copy of this, these levels of competence, I'd be happy to get that to you. This teaching will also be available at some point in time in the future, very quickly on the ActionNow website. So I'm going to pray, God, thank you that you are here with us. You work with us. You teach us. You help us, Father. Our hearts cry out to you tonight that we will be men and women who just are so desirous, Father, to incorporate habits like praise and prayer and to speak in tongues and to just make an effort, make a conscious decision and effort to do these things, Father. And we will turn around one day and we won't even recognize ourselves. We'll be doing things and that we never even saw ourselves or thought we'd ever do. So thank you for the way you work with us and help us. Father, we just submit ourselves and surrender our lives to you, God, in the powerful and wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.